What's up, digital people, and welcome to episode one of 2-Bit. That's right, episode one, our third episode. I'm Scott Petty, and with me as always, now, forever, my favorite secret furry, Jose Merguia.
Hey guys, I'm super stoked right now because I want to talk about so many things.
What do you want to talk about? Okay, so let's just jump into it then. What do you want to talk about? What do we got?
Well, I mean, we have like the Game Awards, but I want to talk about that more later once we talk about me playing certain games and then you playing certain games. And
gotcha.
Whatnot.
Okay, so this past week, I picked up on Black Friday. Didn't go out because I'm not going to do that. But I picked up Dishonored 2. So you know what that means. I played a lot of Dishonored 1. So that's how that worked out for me.
But you ended up buying 2 or?
No, so no? I didn't even know it when I bought it, but I got the Dishonored 2 like collector's edition for like $30. And it came with Dishonored 1.
So I
was like, oh, sweet. So now I have something to occupy my time for the next like 2 weeks, and then I'll finally get on Dishonored 2.
I mean, there's really no point in going out on Black Friday anymore anyway.
No, I wasn't going to do that.
So you got it for what, $10, $12?
What?
Dishonored 2.
No, I got it for like $28, which was a great deal still.
Yeah, definitely.
So, but yeah, I'm not going to go.
I kind of regret not getting freaking Titanfall, though.
It
was $35, and it was like $45 for like the super special ultra edition.
At the time we're recording, it is $36 on PS Plus right now. But you don't have a PS Plus.
I don't.
You need to get that. Yeah, because I was like, oh, we can both get it, and then
well,
we'll
after freaking like dropping it, like stopping Street Fighter, because I was like, oh, fucking microtransactions. I gotta buy characters for $6 a pop. It's like $5 or $6 or something like that. But
yeah.
Either way, like after that, I kind of dropped down out of Street Fighter, and I'm like, well, I don't really need PlayStation Plus, so
yeah,
I got a little disappointed in that.
You mean you don't constantly still play Street Fighter?
No, I stopped.
Why is that?
Because I didn't want to buy all the characters for like $5. So
yeah, I you can adjust your mic if you want to bring it in front of your face.
Well, I think that's as far as... Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Jose and I are still learning mic technique. And he, over time, he gradually moves his face further and further away from the mic until he's outside of my bedroom. Oh, this isn't my bedroom. We're not recording in my bedroom. It's a spare bedroom, which is totally different.
We're on his bed.
Yeah. we're laying down. The mics are falling from the ceiling. It's a whole production. Yeah, I mean, aside from that, I spent a lot of time on Dishonored 1. I worked a lot this past week, and we're starting to get into like the busy season when I realize how much I should quit. But I'm in this weird limbo point where I don't have enough work to keep me busy, so I can't really complain. But I'm like, I'm spending 7 hours doing nothing at work, and that's kind of, I don't know.
Can you use like any gaming console, like a little handheld
no,
out there?
No, I can't. I work in an office. So
I was about to say, dude, pop out your Vita and play some Dishonored.
Yeah, do some remote play. Yeah, so I've had a little bit of time to go back and play Dishonored 1, but that's pretty much it for me. What about you?
I put in more hours into Final Fantasy 15.
How far into that are you?
9 hours, I think, around
okay,
there.
That's not bad.
I love it.
Do you really?
Yeah, like it's pretty good, especially after, because I played, the last one that I played was 14, but that doesn't really count. But I played 13, and I was like, man, this isn't great.
And this was initially Final Fantasy 13 Versus, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was supposed to be in the same universe. I still don't know if it's supposed to be in the same universe, but I know it's pretty good, though. I mean, the combat, it took me a while to get used to the combat. Like, every time I would fight, I would die all the time.
Yeah.
They're like, man, this sucks. It's so boring. And then once you get more into it, you start realizing that you don't have to time the parries. I thought you were supposed to time the parries.
Yeah.
And you know, you're just supposed to hold square until they hit you, and then you press circle to parry them. And it like, tripped me up a bit, but I think I'm good with it now.
Okay, so aside from the combat, what are you digging?
The characters, actually. Like, I thought freaking Noctis was going to be kind of like a, you know, very, like, extremely pessimistic and like, oh, whatever, life, what? Like, not really. He actually has, like, some depth into his character.
So he's not just, like, a weird goth kid?
Yeah, he's not essentially Cloud at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought it was going to be a more of a slow burn of the game. And it starts off, like, immediately, like, dropping you into the story. And like it flashed back into one of these things, and I was like, well, what's going on? And I'm pretty sure you're supposed to watch certain media before you play the game.
Yeah, there's like a prologue, right? Is that part of the...
I think so. Like, I didn't watch the movie Kingsglaive, Final Fantasy 15 Kingsglaive, and I ended up watching the anime, though, and which introduced all the characters and how they got to meet Noctis and everything, and that's what ended up helping me a little bit with it. But I'm pretty sure there's a prequel movie. Yeah, or maybe it happens during. I don't know, to be honest. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I kind of heard there was a prologue that basically happens right before the game picks up.
Oh.
And a lot of people are saying that should have been part of the game.
Yeah.
Because that explains so much more of it.
I might be right. I don't know. But I think it is part of the game. Because I don't want to spoil anything. Like, it's right at the beginning of the game. But he has a flashback to it.
Oh.
And the graphics in that thing looked a lot better than the game.
Yeah.
Because it was like a pre-rendered movie. So I was like, I think that was it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh man, well, I should probably watch it now.
I only watch my Final Fantasy movies on UMD discs.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. So everything.
Advent Children and Spirits Within.
Exactly. So I know pretty much nothing about the game besides it's Final Fantasy, and I usually enjoy Final Fantasy, although it's been a while. Mm-hmm. Do you only play as Noctis the entire time, or do you switch between? Are you always Noctis and everyone else is AI?
You are always Noctis, but you can kind of switch into another character. Mm-hmm. Like, you press, I think it's R1, and then it gives you the option for certain abilities for the other guys. So, like, Gladios has, he's the big burly man that looks very handsome.
Very.
He's
here's a question before you go any further.
What's up?
Do they kiss?
Not yet, actually. Okay,
I think that's part of it.
Yeah, probably. He has a mullet, though, and you know how I like my guys with mullets.
You do. You say party in the front, handles in the back. You say that every day. You said that at my grandmother's funeral, which was, she did have a mullet, but that was...
She looked cool.
Yeah, no. By the way, my grandma's still alive for a while.
oh, man.
So you said, oh, so how do you like the car?
The car? Oh, dude, you can customize it.
I heard there are paint jobs and
Mine's
stuff.
White and red interior. It's so cool. You can get, like, decals, but those make it look super tacky. I want to get the gold or, like, either the chrome paint job for it, just so it looks so good.
I would get Pepsi logos all over it if I could. You get a sponsor?
Speaking of Pepsi logos, there's, like, a blatant Cup Noodles.
Oh, is
like,
it really?
Truck that you can buy noodles from, yeah.
Oh, nice.
And the guy, like, the vendor's like, Cup Noodles? And I'm like, yes.
So without spoiling anything, what have you seen that's been, like, super cool? Or all I've really seen of it is a bunch of shirtless guys with jackets on pushing a car.
Like, what's cool story-wise or anything in general?
I guess anything, yeah.
I mean, like, the combat, it's simple, but it's pretty good. But it's, I don't know, like, the story, it's leading up to something big,
yeah.
I assume. Because it's open world, from what they said, it's open world at, like, the beginning. And then once you get closer to the end, it closes up, and then it's just... So it's like a reverse Final Fantasy 13, how it was just linear, and then it opens up.
Yeah, that's a little different for them, I guess. Because most Final Fantasy games I've played, which most of mine have been two-dimensional... on like Super Nintendo or Game Boy Advance or whatever it may be, they're not linear necessarily, but they just kind of had short branches and then you'd come back to the main village and then do whatever. So it looks like they're taking a step away from that, I guess.
Oh, chocobos. You can get chocobos in this game too.
Can you put them inside your sweet car?
No, you can't, but you can ride them and then you can customize them. You can name your own chocobo too.
Can I put a Pepsi logo on a chocobo?
No.
Pepsi in no way endorses this podcast, but if they would like to, please email us and we'll take care of that for you.
I think Pepsi's better than Coca-Cola.
You heard it here first, everybody. Once they sponsor us, buy all of the Pepsi-Cola products, and please don't send us a cease and desist letter.
But my chocobo is red, and her name's Princess Buttons.
Wait, so you can... Oh.
Yeah.
Did you name her that?
Yeah.
Did you get it out of a baby book?
No.
Okay.
It was originally going to be like Princess Feather Bottoms, but it doesn't fit.
Okay.
So I was just like, Princess Buttons will work, I guess.
So you can just change, do you dye the feathers? Is that how you get a different colored one?
Well, like they give you the option to choose your chocobo, and then there's just different colors. There's like teal, white, freaking red, pink.
Nice.
Two teals look the exact same, and so the two red and pink. But I think that's just my TV.
So if you had to, I know you haven't really played a ton to sort of give a review on it, But if you had to rate it on a scale of 9 to 23 bear chests.
9 to 23 bear chests.
Yeah, 9
like
being...
Like the animal bear? Like the bear, the chest of
like
a bear?
No, like Noctis's bear chest.
Oh, okay. I still haven't seen him shirtless yet.
Yeah, they're going to get shirtless. They're going to share a sleeping bag and they're going to kiss.
Yeah, let's hope so.
That's what I've been writing in my dream journal, at least. So on a scale from 9 to 23, what do you give it at 9 hours in?
9 to 23? Probably 17, 18? Maybe?
17 or 18 is pretty good.
Like, you kind of put me on the spot saying up to 23. Why 23? I don't know why.
Why 9?
I would just say 8 if we're out of 10.
But it's not, so that's the issue here.
Okay, so it's so I see 17, 18. From. Is that the equivalent of an 8?
Yeah, okay, it's exactly, but we don't use those numbers in my house.
All
right. So aside from that, have you played Pokemon Sun and Moon anymore?
Yeah, actually.
How? I know last week you weren't quite super into it yet.
I'm a little back into it now.
Are you?
I've been playing it either a little bit at work, like during like dead hours, or before bed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me.
Instead of reading the Bible before bed like you used to?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to be a good old Christian boy.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good. There's a story.
Is it? Is it more of a story than any of the past
games?
Yeah,
it's really weird.
I only thing I've really seen so far, they, I think, released their first global challenge.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet.
So it's, you need to catch, everyone has to catch a combined 100 million Pokemon within a certain amount of time.
I stopped catching Pokemon, I just want to get through the game at this point. But
really? So yeah. You're just trying to blast through it?
Yeah.
Is it to see more of the story or just to be done?
Just to be done, as bad as that sounds, but I'm going to come back to it. Usually that's what I do with Pokemon. I finish the story and then I just do everything else, like catch all the Pokemon, backtrack.
From what I know, there's a completely different, like, after the game sort of game to it.
Hmm.
I haven't read a ton about it, mainly because I haven't been playing the Pokemon games, but from what I hear, it's different. Have you found any more Pokemon with formal attire? Just doesn't it, Popplio have a bow tie?
Well, what's his name, the owl, I forget his name, but he has a like a hoodie.
Uh-huh.
It's not formal, but it has a hoodie, and then he can like pull his weird leaf strings that are hanging from his hoodie, and
so
then,
is
like,
he wearing him. That or is that it, part of his skin?
I think it's probably part of his skin,
so he just has a hood he can pull over for protection.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it protects him, I don't know. So it has been grabbing you a little bit more than it used
to? Yeah, a little bit more. It's mainly the story, but it's like, it's just weird to me. Because, I mean, X and Y kind of had a story to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it had like an ending sequence, which is pretty cool. But like, this one has like actual drama and
really?
Stuff to it. Yeah.
So without any spoilers, what is... that was... Don't worry about what just happened here.
Oh my god.
Without any spoilers, what is the story really about? Why is it more dramatic than the past stories?
Well, that's kind of hard without spoiling, but...
I mean, is it still the same, this team wants to do this, so we need to stop them, so...
Kind of. There's two teams that kind of want to do something, and it's, okay. I mean, that's kind of like what Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I can't say much because I don't want to spoil anything about it. I mean, I don't know if people really care about the story, but still, just in case someone does.
I think a lot of people do.
Okay, just in case someone does, I'm not gonna do it, but there's certain lines that are uttered that I'm like, that's like some soap opera stuff.
Yeah, so should I get it? you know enough about me as a person, should I get it?
You know.
Okay.
I say you can probably get Omega Ruby or Alpha Sapphire and happy with that.
I was probably going to see if I could borrow that from you.
Oh, yeah. I'm almost done with it. Well, what I'm going to end up doing is once January rolls by, the Pokebank,
mm-hmm.
I'll transfer all my Pokemon over to Sun and Moon, and then you can just restart on Omega Ruby.
Okay.
For some freaking reason, they still haven't added more than one save file to Pokemon. So.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll report back on that then. Okay, so... Anything else from your past week?
I'm still rolling on to that Mega Man Legacy Collection. That there's not much to say about that, but it, you know, it's Mega Man. I've been playing a lot of it.
Yeah, last week you said, I don't want to get too much into Mega Man, so this week I thought, let's get more into Mega Man. So would you say that Mega Man is your favorite sort of gaming universe? I know that's kind of hard to say now because we're so far into our gaming history
and
at this point.
I played Witcher and I'm like, man, this is going to be kind of hard to top that. I would say kind of, yeah. Like Mega Man pretty much got me into games
because mm-hmm.
like that's one of the few games that I first started because I started with Mario like a lot of people did.
Yeah.
But my uncle, he owned the NES at the time. And he was like, oh, look, I got this too. It was Mega Man 1. I started playing. I'm like, oh, this is cool. And then he ended up buying more and more. And then I ended up playing all of them. But that's pretty much how I got introduced to Mega Man.
And you own 35 copies of each game, basically.
I wouldn't say that much, but yeah, I own a decent amount.
And do you know like all of the lore behind everything? I don't know if there's much to it, but
kind of.
Yeah,
but not really.
Here's if I remember anything about Mega Man, which I've never been really into. I know he used to be Rockman in Japan, right?
Yeah. You know why though?
No, I don't.
So I guess I wouldn't even call it a pun. I don't know if it'd be a pun or not. Uh-huh. So it's Rockman, and then his sister's name is Roll. So like rock and roll.
Wait,
there's a lot of music references in
there. Does he have a sister in the American games? Do we know about his sister? Yeah. But have you ever played as her?
No.
So she just exists. So what's her name in America?
Roll.
So it's Mega and Roll?
Mega and Roll, yeah.
That does not make sense.
But I know in the comics, his name's like as the boy, his name's Rock. So okay. Dr. Light calls him Rock in the comics.
Okay, so here's what I know about Mega Man. Okay, so Dr. Wily, he's capturing all of these animals. He puts them in a canister that you have to stomp on. You release all of the animals out. They're robots now?
That's Sonic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let me back up. Okay, so Mega Man is blue. He can run and jump. At a certain point, he can turn himself into a ball and fit through different tunnels and stuff. He can go through loops, and he can bounce off a little.
Also Sonic.
Okay. Hold on. So I do... Okay. Seriously, I do know a little bit about Mega Man. Basically, that he runs through tubes. He can jump on little mushroom-looking men. He can eat mushrooms and get bigger. But that's kind of it.
Yeah. I mean... That's Mario.
Okay. All right. So that was like your first game aside from Mario?
Yeah.
And you've been, what got you into it?
I don't know. Like when someone says like, well, why do you like Mega Man? Like the first thing to me is the music. I freaking love the music. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know. I'd probably say it's like one of the best soundtracks that Capcom has probably made like for Mega Man games.
Do you feel that it got better with each consecutive game?
Yeah, actually.
Really?
If anything, like my favorite soundtracks from Mega Man come from the Mega Man X series, which is later on. Which, funny story about that. Not really funny, actually.
It's funny. Get everyone's hopes up.
But Mega Man X is my favorite Mega Man game.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I went straight to Mega Man X 4.
No, so you skipped a couple.
Yeah, and then I went back to Mega Man X 2 and X 3.
Why'd you do that?
I didn't have the games.
Oh, yeah, that makes
sense. And then a friend had Mega Man X 4. I borrowed his PlayStation 1 for like a weekend, and I beat it. And
you're one of the people who really loves Mega Man Legends as well.
Oh, yeah, I love Mega Man Legends.
And you're still holding out for...
No.
Oh, no?
No.
You gave up?
Yeah, definitely. Like, the direction that Capcom's going in right now, like, they dropped everything. Like, right now, it's Resident Evil and Street Fighter.
They're two best IPs.
Yeah.
Which, well, potentially their two best IPs, if I'm being serious.
So it's like it doesn't look like they have any plans for Mega Man. Like the only plans of Mega Man that I've heard were the new animated series that's coming out, and it looks really weird.
I know nothing about that. Is that on like Disney XD or something?
Yeah, I think so. I think it might actually be on Disney XD.
That would make sense. For me, you're one of the people who, like I said, I never really got into Mega Man. I know a little bit about them. You're like people who like art. And I know nothing about art, so you see all this stuff in Mega Man that I don't ever see.
Right.
And I hear the music. I like the music. I think it's very nostalgic, of course. It brings back memories. But for me, all I think about when I play that game is how bad I am at it.
You get better at it. Well,
you get better at it.
Well, this is a weird thing. Because I was like, you know, my girlfriend sat next to me. I'm like, you know what? I want you to play a game that I really, really love.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned on my Wii U for the first time in 2 years, and I was like, here, play Mega Man X. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll try it. And then like 30 minutes into it, she's like, I can't do this, this is too hard. And I'm like, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
Like, but I forgot that I've been playing this game for like 15 years now.
Yeah, I think you have muscle memory where you could probably close your eyes and get halfway through the first stage.
Yeah, I could see that.
what order do you go in when you're playing? Like, let's say you drop in the first Mega Man game. What's the order of your bosses? Or
I usually
do you not have a strategy? I know really, a ton of people who have a specific strategy of what they go in
like
for.
Nowadays, no, not really. Just because I'm like, well, I'm a little better at them now, so I can like just do whatever I want.
And Mega Man brought you into your next love, which is Mighty No. 9, right?
No, not really.
You said
really.
That was best game of 2015 or whenever it came out. Did it come out this year?
I think so, yeah. So I was so excited. Well, I was so excited for the concept of it. But then once like it started getting further into development, I was like,
this is not going to end
well. This isn't it's great. And then had someone tell me like, yo, man, it's really good. It runs like Mega Man X4, and like which is one of my other favorite Mega Man games.
Yeah.
And I played it and I'm like, fucking liar. No, it's not.
Yeah. I know you were super stoked for that game. And we generally try to be pretty positive about games. We don't like to shit all over them because what does that do for us?
Right.
And you really haven't ever shit on it, but you're just like, it's not what I wanted out of it.
Right.
And did that make your experience going back to the original Mega Men better?
Mega Men's. Yeah. I mean, not better, but I'm like, it made me appreciate it a little bit more and a little sad because I know there's a lot of indie games that are out right now that are similar to Mega Man.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what I'm hoping for right now. Like Shovel Knight right now, I love Shovel Knight so much.
I haven't even played Shovel Knight. I didn't even really know much about it until I saw the new one at the Game Awards.
Oh, the DLC?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm pretty excited for that too. So, but I mean, you know how I told you earlier that Mega Man had a lot of music references?
Does Mega Man have a lot of Mega Man references?
It does
as well?
Have a lot in other games, actually.
Does it?
Yeah.
Like what?
Mega
what's
Man
your favorite?
Zero references to Mega Man X.
Oh, I don't even understand that.
Yeah, it's X, crazy.
Is Mega Man Zero the one that came out before 1?
Mega Man Zero is the one for Game Boy Advance.
Okay.
That tells the story about Zero in the future. But it's weird, like the whole Mega Man thing, like I don't know if it's like canonical or anything.
Yeah, is there a timeline to it at all, or is it just sort of you jump in and you kill a bunch of
people? Different timelines or different universes, I think.
Yeah,
like if something happens in this universe, this game sprouts out and then all that jazz.
So do you know any, if is there a canonical, I'm gonna stop talking now, I'm gonna leave for the rest of the podcast.
Hey guys, this is just me today. I'm gonna sing you a song. I'm not gonna sing.
Oh, man, I was gonna stay out if I could hear a song.
No, I can't sing.
So you don't know if there is like a canonical timeline then?
I don't really think so. I'm pretty sure the classic Mega Man goes directly into the X universe,
mm-hmm.
but that's as much as I can really say without sounding like an idiot on the internet.
So when? Don't worry, we already do.
But more.
I'm sure people hate us already. Do you? Oh man, I lost my train of thought completely. When does Mega Man get hot?
Mega Man get hot.
When does he get like a little, he gets to be a little sexy boy.
Have you ever watched the Ruby Spears cartoon? Don't,
no,
you
I
already
haven't.
Said it.
No, hold on. How old is Mega Man? Man is in his name.
Well, he's a boy.
But he's a man though, it says.
Yeah. Well, originally it was just Rock.
Wait, it was just Rock?
Rock. Rock was his, Rock is his like name. According to the comics, it's just Rock.
But
because he was just supposed to be a boy for like a boy robot created by Dr. Light because he was like, oh, I want a son.
And then he existed.
Yeah, he made
Is
him.
Is he a robot?
He's a robot, yeah.
I always thought of... But wait, he has hair and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's like a cyborg.
He's like, no, he's
an
like
android?
An android. Yeah, there you go.
What's the difference between a cyborg and an android?
I think a cyborg's like half human, half robot.
They like have like robot parts on a fleshy body.
Yeah.
Man, I'm sounding bad.
Yeah, let's just move on.
Okay.
Stop saying words like fleshy and
anyway, and so you talked about the references and you talk to me earlier about the music in the game.
Yeah.
So what's up?
So there's like little hints, like the Mega Man in Mega Man 1, there's Elecman.
Mm-hmm.
His music kind of sounds like a song from Journey.
The band Journey.
The band Journey.
Is it just Don't Stop Believing, but in like chiptune music?
I never really listened to Journey. So.
But don't you like? Oh, I thought you liked Journey.
No.
You just like Queen a lot.
Yeah, I love
which
Queen.
In my head, both the same. Just kidding, internet. Don't beat me up.
And then, like, in Scott.
Yeah?
Do you like Guns N' Roses?
You know what? Yes, I love them.
Really?
No.
Okay. There's a lot of Guns N' Roses references in
really?
Mega Man. Yeah.
That's gross.
But, like, in Mega Man X3, there's a boss called Neon Tiger, and his song, like his theme song sounds like My Michelle by Guns N' Roses. They're like, very similar.
That's so strange. When did you, you just brought up, you said Frozen Tiger?
Neon Tiger.
Neon Tiger. When did they stop just being Waterman and so, stuff like that?
There's a problem like with Mega Man. Like you have like cool ones like Elecman, and then there's like Gutsman and stuff like that. But then you keep going through the games and then they're like, so what do we got this time? How about Plant Man?
Yeah. What does Plant Man do? Oh, does he shoot leaves at you?
He's the one with the flower.
Yeah.
Then there's Wood Man in Mega Man 2.
And he also has a flower on his head. No, oh, yeah. What was it? What was the game where all of the bosses had flowers on their head?
Flowers on their head? I don't know. I'm kidding.
So you, overall, would you throw Mega Man in like your favorite legacy games? Where does that lie in your gaming history?
I would say yeah.
Yeah.
Like there are certain games that I would put on my top 10.
Yeah.
For Mega Man, I'd say I would like narrow it down because there's other games that I like, but I'd say there's probably two or three Mega Man games in there.
Now, when you think Mario versus Mega Man, who wins in your heart?
Oh, Mega Man, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so crazy. I feel like most people at this point, I don't really think of Mario as too much of a legacy anymore because so much has come out, and I think the most popular Mario game at this point is either between Super Mario 3 or Mario Maker, kind of.
Yeah.
but I think at this point, Mario's kind of been bastardized with everything that's been done to him, in my opinion.
Because that's essentially what happened to Mega Man, too.
Is it?
Yeah, because, I mean, you've seen all the games that are out there. Mega Man went up to 10, the original, the classic Mega Man, went up to 10. And they run out of ideas. But 9 and 10 came out because they're like, oh, he needs to come back. But they made it back into 8-bit. So they went from like Mega Man 1 through 6. And then 7 came out. And that was a Super Nintendo game. So it looked way better. Then 8 came out. And that wasn't too great for the Saturn and the PlayStation 1. And then they're like, well, he needs to come back. Let's do 9 and 10. But let's do it in the retro style. And everybody loved him. I didn't really like him. But
yeah. So when did you kind of drop out of Mega Man, or have you stayed with it the whole time?
Oh, I've stayed with it still. I still play games. Like, there's because there's Mega Man 1 through 10, there's Mega Man X through 8, and there's Mega Man, the Battle Network series goes up to 6.
Did you play any of the Battle Network series?
I played all of them, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Even the ones that are the exact same game?
That's, yeah. 1 through 3 were essentially pretty much the same, and then they added more stuff in 4, and then 4, 5, and 6 were essentially very similar too.
Fun.
They're great games, though. They're very good games.
I'll try to jump back into them. I don't see it happening, but if anything, I'll always live vicariously through you.
I'd say probably start on 5. That one has like the most mechanics that I think you'd like.
Don't tell me what to do.
Too late.
Okay, so moving on. Enough about Mega Man. That's not going to be a recurring segment. But, or maybe it will. Let's talk about the same stuff from Mega Man every week. I would like to do that. And just see how we go from 9 listeners down to 0. That would be fun.
Mega Man 0.
Oh, shut up. So, this past week, it was actually just a couple of days ago, we had the Video Game Awards. Oh, yeah, hold on. This is news. Beep, 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 boop, beep, boop, 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 boop. News. All right, so the Video Game Awards. You watched them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I watched them as well. I thought they were pretty good. They weren't bad. It was definitely very different from the past, like Spike TV VGAs and right. VGX awards. We also kind of live tweeted from our Twitter account at 2Bit Podcast about a lot that was going on. A lot of people were into it. A lot of people were also very critical, which I didn't necessarily get. But let's kind of go into it. Just sort of knock it out. Category by category. So the first thing they started with was the Industry Icon Award, which was Hideo Kojima. Mm-hmm. And Jeff Keighley got a little emotional.
He did, yeah. Freaking, oh man, it was so sad.
it was very nice. I felt that, I don't know, Hideo Kojima has been very classy about the entire situation. Obviously, things didn't end well for him, and I know that through the making of the last Metal Gear game, he didn't love it, and he got separated from his team a lot, and he was kind of isolated throughout the whole thing.
Well, I know he kind of started dropping off of Metal Gear after 3. I don't think he wanted to make 3. 3 or 4, one of those he didn't want to make.
I think around that time, the writing was sort of on the wall for him and his relationship to Konami, so it wasn't really going great with it for him, I guess.
Speaking of that relationship, have you ever seen his tweets?
I know he tweets a lot about, he tweets a lot of photos of pasta.
And yeah, just food, his eggs and stuff. But yeah. Like, I know he tweeted once, was like, listening to the Metal Gear Solid 5 soundtrack and started to tear up a bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, man.
He still loves, even if he wasn't incredibly involved, he still loves that series.
Yeah.
And he loves that game and he loved being a part of it. So that's why it was difficult to see him go.
He also loves Jeff Keighley too.
He does.
That was adorable.
Jeff Keighley mentioned a lot that they were friends. And I was like, man, I want Hideo Kojima to be my friend.
No kidding.
But he gave his acceptance speech and everyone was cheering and stoked for him and everything. Yeah. So that was very nice. And then he also showed a new Death Stranding trailer.
Yeah. Which, is it Death Stranding or Death's Stranding?
I think Death Stranding. Huh. Oh, no. Now I'm questioning myself. No one hate me.
No. It's funny because I was looking it up like when I was like writing like my notes and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, is it Death Stranding or Death Stranding? I could have sworn it was Death Stranding. And then I saw that it was just Death Stranding. And
well, like, I think it's weird. Like Brussels sprouts.
Brussels. Who's yeah. Brussels?
But if you, it's a country. But
oh,
if you,
wow.
if you just say Brussels sprouts, then no one can say that you're not saying
that's
the
true.
S. You
so
know?
Death
so
Stranding.
Death Stranding. Okay. And it's like. Well, now we're just saying Death's Tranding.
I like that one better.
Yeah, let's go
with
that.
I like Death's Randing better.
So here's my question to you. What was going on in that trailer?
Little Guillermo del Toro hopping around like a little...
In a nice suit.
Yeah, in a really nice suit, yeah. Actually.
Near a sort of sewer?
Yeah.
Or whatever you want to call
it.
It
was under a bridge, I think, yeah.
And he was holding a fetus in a jar.
Yeah, which, I mean, the first trailer was also, what's the name, Norman Reedus holding a baby.
A baby, yeah. So, am I to take away from that they are in some way, they're using babies to make people?
I don't know.
Or is that just how real life works?
That like
babies turn into people.
I don't know. Science is weird, man.
And then there was, basically, they Moses'd that baby. They put him on the river. of gross fluids.
The little baby doll or what it was.
Yeah, and then it turned out to be a baby doll, and there are a bunch of army men there of some sort of government, what I assume is some sort of government
tentacles,
agency.
Lots of tentacles.
Yeah, and were they attached to one another?
I think it was just attached to that one guy, which is Mad Mikkelsen.
Mad Mikkelsen, man who, God, I love that guy. He's so striking. I would put him in everything. His eyes are striking. He was in... The newest James Bond movie, I think it was the newest one. I don't even remember. Maybe it was in one of the Daniel Craig James Bond movies, and he cried out of his eyes.
Okay. that's usually how it happens, yeah.
I just forgot to add the word blood. He cries blood out of his eyes.
Okay, okay.
which well, I don't even think I have to say out of his eyes, but
I've only seen him in Hannibal, and I've only seen like 3 episodes of Hannibal, but from what I've seen, he's a pretty good actor.
He's pretty amazing. I think he's going to be in a lot of really good stuff over the next few years. I am surprised to see him in a video game,
yeah.
But that's excellent news to me, I think.
It's weird, though, because I'm watching all of this, and I'm like, I wonder what Konami thinks about it. And I feel like there's just some guy leaning over going,
Yeah, I guess this is going to happen. I think one of the coolest things to happen is Hideo kind of getting to start new and start fresh and do new things. And I think that kind of excites him as well.
Right.
It's kind of like getting kicked out of your house. You're like, well, all of my stuff is there, but I can start new and I can get new stuff and do new things.
With like all the new stuff that he's making a game and there's no gameplay for it yet.
Yeah.
So this is all just like cutscenes, which I assume is like in-engine, right? Like how Metal Gear did it?
I have no clue. I would assume so. Well, yeah, didn't they say that was all on a PS4 Pro at the Game Awards?
I think so, yeah.
I think so, which it looked pretty impressive. I don't have a 4K TV or anything.
Have you ever kept up with their company?
No.
So they're making figures of the mascot.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that. That thing is incredible.
Yeah.
That thing looks really cool.
I know they have like giant figures of it now, too.
And you're going to buy one?
No, I'm not.
For $1,250.
I want a game first.
Okay, so you might be waiting a little while.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm just kind of going to run down the list. I don't know if we even have these in the same order.
Sorry for sidetracking you, by the way.
Oh, you're good, man. That's what this is all about. So, just going down the list, game of the year, Overwatch. No surprise there,
no,
right? We
I'm,
all kind
I'm
of expected that.
Cool with that.
Yeah, I'm absolutely cool with that.
I would be either cool with either that or Titanfall.
Yeah, and I think if you just look at both of those games, Overwatch just killed everything.
Oh, definitely.
It was pretty crazy. And speaking of Titanfall, I just read that Titanfall 2 apparently is having worse sales than Titanfall 1, at least in its first few months, which is very disappointing because everything I see and hear is that this game is incredible in the area. Right. Some people are saying, oh, it's not worth all the hype. But if it's a good game, it's a good game.
Right.
But anyway, next up, best game direction, Overwatch. I'm cool with that too. Let's go with it. Next is best.
It was Blizzard, right?
Oh yeah, I guess so. But I think overall it was Overwatch.
Four Overwatches.
Yeah. Best narrative was Uncharted 4: A Thief's End. I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I feel like it's more of a send-off kind of thing.
That's what I was kind of thinking. It's like a very safe game to choose, but at the same time, it was one of the only really narrative-based games that came out this year, at least that jumped to mind immediately.
Yeah.
And definitely the most narrative-based out of any of the ones in that category. I think that Inside may have been a better choice, but speaking of best art direction, Inside.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good choice.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. From Playdead, who made Limbo, and I own Limbo, like I think I said in one of the last episodes, on like 5 different gaming devices, and so I'm pretty stoked for that. Best music and sound design, Doom.
Yeah, buddy.
Hell yeah.
The freaking little concert that they held.
Yeah, that was pretty nuts.
That was rad.
Me and my girlfriend were watching it, and she, of course, loved it, was not super bored the whole time. It was cool.
Yeah.
It had cool techno and stuff in the back. And when I'm playing that game, I have Doom. I, again, got that on the cheap, of course. And when I play that, you'll just kind of be walking around, and then all of a sudden the music kicks up, and you're like, yeah, let's do this. And that's pretty incredible. Best performance, Nolan North as Nathan Drake.
No surprise there.
The one thing that a lot of people were talking about is he kind of spoke on the voice actor strike.
Yep.
Which was... Yeah, I understand his intentions behind it. He basically said, hey, yeah, I definitely work hard. Voice actors work really hard. But devs and creators and all of these people kill themselves to make these games. And if it wasn't for them, then he wouldn't even have a job. So he's very grateful for that. But I think something is to be said about the actor strike, which is, yeah, they're not being treated properly. But that doesn't mean that... Okay, so devs are treated shittily, so that means that everyone should be treated shittily. I think it means that, all right, let's take this first step and try to help out voice actors, and we can also make a move to make sure that devs don't work in an environment where they want to claw their eyes out. I think you can do both.
How tall is Nolan North, by the way?
6.
Is it really?
I have no clue. Okay. I've never needed to know that information.
He looks kind of short up on the stage, but like since the people were so low, he looked like a giant.
He, let's just say he's 6'9".
Okay, that he's 6'9". That seems huge. Likely. He's a super tall man.
Games for Impact, that Dragon Cancer.
Oh, man.
Boy, oh, boy. That was tough, too. I nearly teared up because I haven't played the game. I've seen a lot about it. And, you know, my mom, obviously, Jose knows my mom had cancer twice. Right. Jose was actually with me the first time she called while I was in Chicago. She called and told me she was in remission from cervical cancer the first time around. And I hugged Jose and I nearly kissed him on the mouth because I was so excited. And then, you know, it happened again and she's gotten past that. So luckily she's doing as well as she can. But that really hits close to home with me. And to think that, you know, his son died.
Yeah.
And I know that
ending, though. Have you seen the ending for it?
No,
Man, it's oh, right here.
Yeah, I figured I would actually play it. I haven't watched, you know, a stream of it or anything like that because I'd want to give money to that. I know they had a big issue with piracy for that game, so
which is pretty fucked up.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And then I get a lot of people heard it was really impactful and it was really good, so they wanted to get in on it. Right. But I would really want to support them because I can kind of understand that. Granted, I haven't had a child go through that, of course, but seeing someone in your family go through that, it's heartbreaking. And like I said, my mom got through it. You know, things aren't perfect now, but I didn't have to deal with what they had to deal with. So I was getting teary-eyed during that. Best independent game, Inside. Hell yeah. I'm all about
that.
Best mobile/handheld, Pokemon Go. my notes just say fart sound.
I mean, there's other games on here that Monster Hunter Generations could have probably gotten that, but I don't know. I can see why they said Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I think it's just if you're looking at...
But like you have two games that are for cell phones, right? There's Clash Royale, right?
Yeah.
And Pokemon Go. I feel like they just lumped them together.
Basically, yes.
Because Fire Emblem Fates, that was pretty good from all, what all my friends have been playing it, and they've all been talking about it as soon as it came out. Monster Hunter Generations, I know, is a big game. I tried to get into Monster Hunter. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I got 30 hours in. They said it like you have to play a lot of it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and so I was like, yeah, 38
give
hours.
Give it a shot.
I talked to people about it, and they're like, dude, you just started. I'm like, boy. Damn.
I if they're talking about just sheer numbers, Pokemon Go wins it. But definitely, if we're talking quality, then fart sound.
Yeah, fart sound.
Best VR game, Res Infinite. I loved Res.
I want to play Res, actually. I've never played. I've heard so many good things about that.
I'm very excited to give that a shot. VR does make me motion sick, and it also makes me very, very paranoid that I'm being robbed or about to be assaulted while I have goggles on my head.
Well, this is what you do. You get the VR, the PlayStation VR, and then I'll buy the Nintendo Switch.
And then we'll both play them super rarely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then that's how we...
That's fair.
We'll compromise.
Okay.
You'll spend $400. I'll spend like $300.
Yeah, exactly. It's totally fair. Best action game, Doom.
Yep. I'm down for that.
Yeah. And with how much Bethesda kind of buried that game before it even had a shot, I couldn't be happier with Doom. And they really tried to sweep that under the rug for some reason. I don't know.
Speaking of that, like, did they ever get rid of like the yellow filter that it had?
I think so. I haven't really seen anything weird. I think it is.
I remember when they first showed it off, it was very yellow. They were like in hell, and I was like, oh.
It still has that occasionally, obviously, just because of the environment. But it is a really cool game, and it's a video game-ass video game. It's super fun.
Right.
Best action adventure game, Dishonored 2. Sweet, I guess. What do you know the other nominees?
Yeah, Hitman, Hyper Light Drifter, Ratchet and Clank, and Uncharted 4, A Thief's End.
So I'm glad again, not to be negative or anything, but I'm glad they didn't give it to Uncharted 4, because thinking about all of those other games, but, you know, Dishonored 2, people love it.
Right.
I'll hopefully talk about that soon.
Ooh.
Best RPG, what was it, Jose?
The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt, Blood and Wine DLC.
Yeah, that was so specific.
Well, it's because the Blood and Wine DLC came out this year.
Oh, okay. Witcher 3 that makes came out sense. Last year, that makes sense.
Which I'm down for. I haven't played the DLC, the Blood and Wine yet.
Yeah.
And I'm super stoked for it. I'm probably going to play next year after Final Fantasy 15 and Dark Souls.
Next year. It's so funny to say next year already.
Yeah, around January.
Yeah, I mean, it's only a couple weeks. Yeah, I was. So you liked The Witcher, though. You kind of fell in love with that game.
Yeah, I think right now it's probably my favorite RPG.
And hopefully one day I'll get it back.
Will you play it, though?
No.
Come on.
I think I will, but I have such a backlog that I need to get into it.
Oh, man, but it's so good. Like, I know it's bad, like, when you're like, oh, get 10 hours in and it won't be that bad.
Once you pass that 10-hour mark,
if you don't like it after that 10-hour mark, then I can see you not liking it.
There's going to be a period where it's just a game drought, and that's when I think I'll get into it.
And can I talk a little bit about this?
Yeah.
So they had World of Warcraft Legion, which is really weird to me.
Why is that?
I feel like MMOs should have their own category.
I think so. I think they were just trying to narrow it down as much as possible.
But I say that now, but I'm like, so what makes it different? Like the combat, right? Is that why it's different? But I'm like, well, they have Xenoblade Chronicles X that kind of has like a little bit of a
strategy,
MMORPG kind of combat system, which I would have been cool to see Xenoblade Chronicles
take that
because it's huge. That game is like huge, but I don't know. Like, I feel like a lot of people didn't play that. I didn't play it, but I really want to play that game.
Yeah, I think again, just talking sheer numbers, that's why you're looking at The Witcher 3.
Right, I chose that over freaking Dark Souls 3, and I freaking love Dark Souls 3.
Yeah. All right, you want to kind of take some of these from here?
Yeah, best fighting game. So Street Fighter V.
My notes say longer fart sound this time around.
Well, like, because there's Pokken Tournament. Pokken Tournament was okay. Pokken Tournament, and then there was Killer Instinct, which I think Killer Instinct's a great fighting game. And the fact that they're all on this list is pretty cool, but there's not that many fighting games out there, at least not big ones. King of Fighters 14, I think, was one of the most surprising ones that it did good, just because Are you familiar with the King of Fighters series?
Not since like 15. Wait, did you just say 15?
Yeah, 15. No, yeah, 14. Did I say 14?
I have no clue.
It's 14.
I don't remember where I dropped off. At a certain point, I don't think I've known about King of Fighters since it was in the arcades.
So that's essentially what they are, though.
Yeah.
But they're more geared toward fighting games, at least in Japan, are more geared towards the arcades, and that's where they test them. But King of Fighters 14 did the leap like that Street Fighter did a while back,
mm-hmm.
where they went from Street Fighter 3 to Street Fighter 4, where they went from sprites to 3D models.
Yeah.
So up till 13, King of Fighters 13, they were still doing sprites. And really? Their sprites are freaking great.
Yeah, you're like, a big sprite guy.
Yeah, like they would, like the way, I think that's how they did it, is they did a 3D model,
mm-hmm.
and then they drew the sprite over it.
Oh, really?
And then they shrank it down.
Interesting.
And then they look freaking gorgeous. Like, I'll have to show you some of them. And they like, there's so many, like, they move so fluidly and stuff like that. But it was surprising that King of Fighters 14 was pretty good.
And you were talking about Capcom earlier with their two biggest IPs sort of being Street Fighter and Resident Evil. And right. it's kind of strange that Resident Evil 4 and Street Fighter 4 were kind of their last huge games, at least in those IPs. I mean, Resident Evil 5, people liked it okay, but it didn't really have the same impact that 4 did.
Right.
And then as far as...
Well, again, it's because I think because of the jump from sprites to 3D models. And originally, like how King of Fighters 14 at first, when they showed it off, it looked terrible. Like the models... So have you ever played like the older fighting games, like that were first 3D?
Yes.
So like Bloody Roar 3 and stuff like that, and they look kind of...
Shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's by today's
standards.
That's
what it kind of looked like to me.
Okay.
And then they did like an overhaul at the graphics, and actually, like recently, they did another patch where they fixed the lighting,
mm-hmm.
and they look a lot better.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always want to get into fighting games. I just can't do it. Again, that's kind of your thing. Again, it's it's the guy who likes art.
Well, I mean, I'm into them, but I'm not great at them. I'm going to say this now.
You're better than me.
Yeah, well.
Which, as a person who never plays them, that's how it should be. All right, so what's next after that?
Best strategy game, Civ 6.
Yeah, of course. I get that. That's cool with me.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they have like XCOM 2, which I played XCOM 1.
I loved XCOM 1.
And... I love Valkyria Chronicles. I told you to play Valkyria Chronicles.
And I have not.
It's essentially XCOM.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a lot of video of Valkyria Chronicles, and it looked very interesting.
I mean, Civ 6 just came out, didn't it?
Yeah, not too long ago.
So, I mean, I've never played Civ. To me, it looks kind of boring, but I know a lot of people love it.
I think you would get sucked in pretty quickly. I don't want to say you specifically, but I think people.
Maybe. Yeah, I can see
people
that.
People who have never played it.
And best family game is Pokemon Go.
Yeah, play that game with your family. Let's all go out, I mean, stare at our phones.
What are the other... There's Dragon Quest Builders.
I think that's fun. Like, if it's you and your son or your daughter, you know? Because I think what you have to remember is that family isn't just, like, mom, dad, or mom. Well, you know what I mean? Not just
family,
two parents.
I think kids.
By the way, we're very inclusive here. Parents, mom and mom, dad and dad. Anything. That's I'm just going to drop that out here. But it's not just two parents, two kids. Like it's not like the nuclear family. If it's just like a dad and his son, that's like your family game.
Okay.
Like, so I guess if I look at it like that, Pokemon Go makes a little more sense. But I know a lot of people who actually play like Dragon Quest Builders with like their son or their daughter, you know? So I think that would have been exciting.
They were fans of Dragon Quest. Same with people that like they have, what is it, Lego Star Wars. People that like the Lego Star Wars series, Ratchet and Clank, which older people as well, and Skylanders. I don't know about Skylanders. I have no clue about Skylanders.
Skylanders was huge. Just kind of dropped off.
But Pokemon Go hit everybody, even people that didn't know about Pokemon.
I guess that's true. I think some people just like the idea of kind of, what is it, augmented reality,
yeah.
I guess is what it's
I turned
called.
My shit off.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I was like, it's slowing my phone down. Fuck it.
Yeah, I played it for one day and I gave up.
And then, what's the next? Best sports/racing game. So, Forza Horizon 3.
Yeah, that's cool with me.
I'm cool with that. It's mainly because I don't play sports. But cars seem kind of cooler than regular sports.
You and I are such little such little dinks that we don't like real-life sports or fake sports.
I mean, I also kind of wanted to entertain the notion that I want to play a FIFA game, because I'm I think I can play soccer. I watch soccer and I kind of like it, but I'm not going to play soccer.
I had FIFA 14 because at the time I worked at Best Buy and I got a lot of free codes and stuff.
Right.
And I couldn't get into it. And I understood why people loved it. Theoretically, I could have loved it, but I didn't get into it.
All right, now we got best multiplayer, which...
Hold on.
Yeah?
Let me guess.
All right.
Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
You know it. No, Overwatch.
Overwatch, of course.
Which is pretty cool. I like the fact that Overwatch is winning all these awards, and they're well-deserved.
Yeah, and it seems like one of the games where people... It seems just fun. People have fun, and you don't get a ton of total jerks in it. I'm not going to speak on that anymore.
Yeah. most anticipated game? The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
God.
Oh, come on.
No. I'm stoked about that. Oh, that okay. was a good God.
I was about to say, because I'm like... Because there's also a game on here that I know you're pretty excited about.
What's that?
Red Dead 2.
Yeah, but it's so hard to anticipate what that game... I mean, we know what that game's going to be. It's going to be a bunch of people in the West. You're going to shoot stuff. A rabbit is going to run across, and then you're going to tie someone to trains, maybe, if right. there are trains.
I want to be excited for that, but I didn't like the first Red Dead.
I loved it so
Redemption,
much.
Not See, Red Dead Revolver. I never played Red Dead Revolver.
I didn't play Red Dead Revolver. Redemption, though, found me at a good place in my life where I had just gotten fired from my job, and I had just realized that I had paranoid schizoaffective disorder where I was afraid to leave my apartment in Chicago. So I stayed inside all day and played that game while my girlfriend was at work until I found another job.
Well, because I love like Western movies. I love them so much. Yeah. I watch like the Clint Eastwood movies with my dad every mm-hmm. now and then. And I want to get into it. Because I like the whole, traveling around the West and you might die.
Yeah, just at any point.
Or Cougar Man running around.
Yeah, that was always fun.
Like, it's the GTA, it's kind of like a GTA formula, right?
Yeah, of course. Rockstar, so.
That kind of turns me off because I don't really like the combat in, like, the GTA games.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does.
Yeah.
So I don't think anyone likes the hand-to-hand, but the shooting was great. Like, I think if you went back and really played or tried to play Red Dead Redemption, you would see how much of that it got right in that generation. It's very surprising.
Well, I mean, it's available on PlayStation now.
Yeah, now it is, so, sure. You know. But we'll get more into Zelda coming up. So okay. Next on that,
trending gamer, Boogie 2988. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I was excited for that guy.
I haven't seen that guy since the whole that one video where he flips over the table.
Yeah,
Magic the Gathering.
I don't know much about him at all. I think his name's
Francis.
Maybe
I think
he seems like a nice enough guy. There are a bunch of people on Twitter who were complaining about like, why is this in the game thing? And it's like, dude, just let this guy have his fun. It's cool.
Did you see that little awkward thing where he was giving the he's about to give the speech and the guy was talking? He's like, hold on, I'll give you the mic.
Yeah, Peter.
But he wanted a handshake. He wanted a freaking handshake.
Yeah, Peter Moore said, I'll give you the mic when I'm ready. And then I think he hit him, which was not fun. Oh. All right, so next we have best fan creation.
Oof.
And the thing is, though, they didn't even announce this during the show. And so basically what happened is AM2R and, what was it, Doom 64?
Mm-hmm.
They got pulled off.
Yeah, so they're just, left two games?
So it left two games, and then it seems that they just thought, yeah, the best thing for us to do is just to drop this category completely.
Which, I mean, it's understandable, but they probably still got an award, right?
Yeah, so after the fact, they announced that it was Enderal, the Shards of Order.
I mean, that's hell of a thing to put on your resume, though, right?
I mean, right? I think it's interesting. Yeah, everyone, I know, some people, this was the video game, the Game Awards is what they called it, and I don't know that they'll ever have the supposed legitimacy of, like, the Oscars or something.
Right.
But at least as me, as a regular layman person, I would be so stoked to win an award, especially for a game, something I put my heart into. Like, that's great.
And then it's some sort of recognition, too.
Yeah, I mean,
like the fact that you were on a nominee list is like, oh well, you know.
Yeah, I think that's something interesting, and I think I like to live in a world where someone does these fan creations, and then someone reaches out and is like, "We saw what you did. Come join us. Be a dev with us."
Right.
I think that would be in an ideal world.
Next one is best esports player, which is Coldzera.
Yeah,
Marcelo David.
Which. Congrats, good for him. I'm not a huge esports guy.
We played Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
So I can't do that.
I'm not hating on anybody. Everybody who can play that stuff, especially at a professional level, congrats, man. I'm stoked for you.
Best esports team was Cloud9.
Yep, kind of what I said. Good for them. I'm jealous at some points.
That they get money for doing the things that they love.
Yeah, they seem to really like it. They make money doing it, and they're good at it. So, yeah, give it to them.
And then the best esports game, which was Overwatch.
Overwatch, a game mm-hmm. that was so popular, it had its own league. It now has the Overwatch League.
Yeah.
So that's definitely interesting. All right, so that was all the nominees. But back to it, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Were you stoked on it? Are you excited still?
Like, I am stoked for it, at least now, more than ever. But this is going to sound weird.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been showing a lot of gameplay trailers, right? And like all the stuff you can do.
Yeah.
I kind of want some more story trailers now.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Because did you see that character that was, or the supposed character?
So there was a woman character, right? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, she was wearing, there was one wearing a dress and there was another one that had long hair.
Yeah.
I wasn't too sure if it was a woman or not, but yeah.
I know some people are theorizing either one, you can play as a female Link.
Should be cool.
Or
like you can choose your gender in it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because I mean, there was already kind of a female Link that people were kind of mad about, but
yeah, which is dumb.
Oh whatever. I thought she looked cool.
It's perfectly fine.
She turned out being, I think, Link's little sister in that universe.
Yeah, which is whatever.
I mean, the name could have been better, but
yeah, it happens. And some people are theorizing that it could be Zelda herself,
right?
Which maybe there are portions of the game where you play as her. Maybe she's kidnapped again. You're sneaking around a dungeon or a castle.
See, I've always wanted maybe a spinoff, maybe actually even her own game, but something where you like get to play as her as a Sheikah or a Sheik character.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
See, the thing that gets me with that is they did that with Princess Peach, which obviously, yeah. So Zelda and Mario have a particular storyline most of the time, which is the woman you love gets kidnapped. You have to go save her. And with Princess Peach, I don't even remember the name of the game, but
Super Princess Peach.
I think that was it. The whole game was based on her being a woman,
emotional,
like an emotional woman.
I know I've seen some people that like it. I know my girlfriend liked that game.
Yeah.
But like they could have done a lot better. Not just like the whole emotion thing, but they could have done a way better job with it. Like I know a lot of people don't hate Yoshi's Story. I mean, a lot of people hate Yoshi's Island, mainly because it's a Super Mario World sequel.
Yeah.
But I think that game was pretty cool. And doing something similar to that, but with Princess Peach, would have been a lot better.
Yeah. With Breath of the Wild, though, I can't wait to constantly ragdoll down hills.
Oh, mountains. Yeah.
That looked very fun, sliding on my face all the way down. Here's the thing, though. Why do you think they're still playing it and still showing it on the Wii U?
I think that's so people don't think that they're forgetting about the Wii U.
I don't know. I think if you're trying to get someone, you could show them doing both, if anything.
That's
but
true.
To say, hey, everyone knows. So they just stopped production in a couple of places, and everyone basically knows the Wii U is dead, essentially.
Yeah.
This is going to be the last big game to come out on it, which is kind of a good reminder to say, hey, this is going to happen. But at this point, with the Switch coming out pretty soon,
right.
relatively, at least.
No, it got delayed, right?
Yeah, it got delayed, but it's going to be still a little while away. But you kind of want to get that into the ether and be like, this is what you're going to want. This is what you're going to want to play it on.
They're showing it off, I think, in January.
Yeah, so
I think we'll probably see some Breath of the Wild gameplay for that.
Here's one thing, is that you know what Breath of the Wild has that I think you're going to be very excited about?
What?
Amiibo support.
Yeah, buddy, I can finally take them out of their wrapping.
No, you'll probably just put them on top of it inside the case.
No, just cut a hole at the bottom of them and just kind of do that. No, yeah. I've been thinking about taking them out just because I realized I'm crazy.
Yeah, you're an insane person. So did you see what any of them actually do to the game or for the game?
I've seen the Wolf Link Amiibo one, though, which I thought was pretty cool.
Well, from what I can tell so far, they don't have support. So I saw support for four different Legend of Zelda mm-hmm. amiibo. There's the 8-bit Link, which that rewards you with a random number of barrels that you may find rupees in.
Okay.
I like to think, again, I try not to look too far into it. I don't like to get super amped about games and see this random weird stuff, but I like to think maybe you can summon barrels and it will knock a bunch of people down a mountain.
That'd be cool.
But I think it's just to get rupees so you can get money. Ocarina of Time Link, it'll reward you with a random amount of meat, which I think that should be in every game. I think no matter what I'm playing, it should reward me with meat. Toon Link will reward you with a random amount of fish. Sounds very similar.
Yeah, fish is pretty good, Link. But, you know, it'd be better if they taught me how to fish instead. You know, teach man fish.
He'll eat all of the fish.
Yeah.
And then there's Wind Waker Zelda, which rewards you with a random selection of plants. So do we assume there's some sort of crafting element? Or
I know, I'm pretty sure there is, because I know you can get different weapons.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing I am excited about. The inventory system looks definitely unique. And what you're able to do, I'm very excited for this. I do want it to be great. I didn't fall in love with Skyward Sword, and I want to fall in love with this one again.
Well, speaking of Skyward Sword, when I was watching the trailer, I saw there was a stamina bar.
Ooh, yeah. I did see that.
And I'm like, that's one of like the most, like, one of the biggest complaints that I had with Skyward Sword was the stamina.
Yeah.
Because I want to be able to sprint forever.
Yeah, well, that's why I roll every time I can.
Well, they added the sprint. I'm like, yeah, this is like a step up. And then I saw the stamina going, and I'm like, man.
I think they'll hopefully find a good balance. I think they're trying to find this balance of realistic, but still kind of keep it a fun action-adventure game that appeals to a lot of people. But I think it's going in the right direction. And I think if they continue to use their IPs for this, then it's going to be a good thing for the Switch.
I mean, it sounds weird that I'm complaining about the stamina bar, because I really like Dark Souls.
Yeah, so, exactly. I think you're just not used to seeing that in a game like Zelda. So, but as far as the Nintendo Switch goes, so there's going to be a hands-on event in New York on January 13th, which I think is the day after the one that's in Tokyo.
Yeah.
So that should be pretty interesting. Are you still excited for the Switch? You're definitely more excited than I am.
So, yes. I like the name, actually. I've grown on the name.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, it could be worse. It could be the Wii.
The Wii. Yeah, what would it be? The Wii them? The Wii us?
Super Wii would be weird, but, you know.
Ooh, I don't love that. Super Wii.
Super Wii. But the Switch is pretty cool. And then, like, the whole logo for it, I think, is pretty cool, too. And
that's interesting.
I'm like, that's cool, but I'm never going to do that. I'm just going to keep mine docked and then use a controller and then never and dock it, unless it needs like touch controls or something.
Yeah, and everyone always says, well, what if, and it could be different for you and other people, but people are always like, what if so-and-so wants to watch TV while you're playing a video game?
Which I've done with the Wii U every now and then.
Yeah,
but
that's never really been an issue for me, because for the most part, if someone's like, hey, I want to watch TV, I'm like, all right, cool, let me save real quick and I'll come back to this. But I don't know, it's a cool idea. It's kind of like, if you can get something similar to the power of a current generation console, like the PS4, the Xbox One.
Right.
Like, if someone told me, hey, did you know you can pull out this part of the PS4 and just play it as a handheld? I'd be, yeah, that's awesome. That's great. But
like,
if it hinders
cool. I'm
it.
I'm going to go take this with me while I either drive or go on the bus or something.
I would not play while you're driving.
Or even on the bus. You got, like, what is $200 thing with you on the bus?
Yeah.
No.
What are you excited to hopefully see during the hands-on?
Oh, man. So they had, like, hands-on. I want to see more games, but I want to see that Mario game.
Which Mario game?
They, during the trailer, they showed, like, a weird Mario game where he was running and there was bullet bills and stuff like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think they'll bring over Mario Maker.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But did they ever say if it has touch controls?
No, that is the thing. Yeah, they didn't show anyone touching it. So I guess I'm excited to see what happens with that.
Yeah, like I'm assuming if it does have touch controls, it's going to be like an iPhone.
Like that. You think so?
Yeah, because I mean, the way the screen's set up, it's not like how the Wii, because that's like pressures and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
and this one would be capacitive touch.
Yeah.
Which would be great. I would love that. Granted, it would get a lot smudgier.
Fingerprints, yeah.
I always use a stylus, though. I don't like to touch with my finger.
Well, I mean, certain games that I played, I can't really use a stylus. Like Wonderful 101, I just gave up and started using my finger.
Because you have to do it like so frequently or randomly?
Yeah. And then playing it out would be a hassle.
I'm excited to see screw-ups, which I know that sounds weird, but I want to see upfront. So, and I know it's going to be, you know, original software and hardware and everything. They haven't really worked out the kinks.
Right.
But I want to see where the hiccups are. I want to see frame rate issues. I want to see any sort of weird glitches in the system. That way, we kind of know what we're looking at ahead of time and hope that that's going to be addressed. And hopefully, they'll say it's being addressed as it goes on.
I hope so. I hope they get an account system going.
Yeah, they really need to. And multiplayer.
As much as I love, like, I want to go back to Mega Man. As much as I love Mega Man X, and how many times I own it, like, I want to be able to have it, like, buy it on the Wii U, say.
Yeah, like, cross buys. And then have it on the 3DS. Yeah, that would be incredible. Or just the ability, their multiplayer system is not good.
No, no, not really.
And it needs to be better. I get the whole friend ID thing. That's interesting. It's fun to share and all of that. But they really need to figure that out.
Right.
In 2017, we're talking about being how far into, you know, Xbox Live and PS Plus and all that.
Right.
So we need Nintendo to catch up. And I want them to catch up. I want it to be great. I don't want them to fail. But if they do, I think it's time to figure something out. I don't know. The other thing we talked about last week was No Man's Sky.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was just the day before we recorded, they said, Hello Games basically said, look, a big patch is coming. We can't really tell you too much about it now. They didn't have detailed patch notes, but we have something coming and it's going to be good, hopefully.
Oh,
cool.
I don't really have much input on No Man's Sky other than I hope they're doing something to get more people into it. But I think the people that tried to get into it are already playing it. And, yeah. And I'm going to say playing it with like air quotes because, you know.
I think I might be one of the people, one of the few people, I'm definitely the minority on this, that I'm kind of waiting to hear, hey, this game's great again, and I'm going to buy it in 2018. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's what I want out of it. So basically with this patch, we're not going to read all of the patch notes, but or should we? No. So the biggest thing is base building as part of the foundation update. So you can now build a base. It's never been something I'm super into. Like on Fallout 4, you can build your base, and I just kind of did the bare minimum to let people sleep and all of that, and then I basically right. left it. But the thing that seems most important to me is the ability to now fast travel. So in your base, you can have a portal, and then pretty much wherever you want to set up another one on a different planet, you can have a portal.
And is there unlimited amounts of it, or?
I'm pretty sure.
Or can you just use it once, and then you can never go to that planet?
No, I'm pretty sure you can just, that's your new fast travel system,
basically. That's good, because I know I've heard some people complain about them finding a really cool planet, and they're like, well, I kind of don't want to leave it, because I'm never going to see this again.
Yeah, or I'm going to get so far away at some point that I'm not going to want to spend the time coming back to it. One of the other things is you can purchase one of the crazy spaceship freighters that are flying around. And again, you can put your portal there and you buy it so you can have it follow you around. And that can be sort of a mobile storage system. So you can go on there, do your quick travel, your fast travel, and store whatever you need to. Because I know that's been another thing that people are not super into, is the fact that you can so quickly just fill up your inventory with ore and whatnot.
Right.
But again, I'm hopeful. I want it to be good. And I think it has possibilities, but I guess that remains to be seen, right?
Right.
And then last but not least, Marvel vs. Capcom 4.
Oh man.
So we kind of have a history with the Marvel vs. Capcom games, which I tweeted out about a week ago when I first heard about this. And so you can kind of tell the story. What happened? What led up to everything?
So about what, Marvel vs. Capcom?
What led to that fateful summer?
Okay, so my house caught on fire because of the neighbors at the time.
So what was going on with the neighbors?
So they left the dryer going. Mm-hmm. And there was like they left the dryer going while they were asleep. And there was a short circuit, and then it just kind of caught on fire because they didn't empty out the lint, I guess, and that's what caused it. And
so my mom was right. I need to empty that lint trap. She said, empty that lint trap or you're going to die in a fire. Did they die?
No, they're still alive. Okay, that's good. But that happened, and it was like a whole stressful time. But I remember I was super stoked about getting Marvel vs. Capcom 2
mm-hmm.
for the Xbox 360 at the time. Because I was like, oh, it's like 60 bucks. It was 60 bucks before it even came out. Like, you can find it used for 60 bucks for the original Xbox and stuff like that.
And how old were we at the time? 16?
16, I think.
That makes sense. Okay.
And I remember going over to our friend's house to sleep over so I can download the game.
Yeah.
And I ended up leaving early in the morning because I really wanted to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And then from then on, it's just history. You would come over to the house that we were staying at.
Yeah, that weird house.
It was just, what, my bed?
It was a small bed.
Mattress.
Yeah, it was just a mattress, a cooler.
A cooler, which the PC was on, the computer yeah. was on it. And then next to it was my small 20-inch flat screen TV with my Xbox 360.
Yeah, and that was basically it.
Yeah.
And a bike.
And the bike, yeah, yeah.
Because I remember you rode your bike inside the house, yeah. the mostly empty house, and you left skid marks.
Yep.
So that was fun. One thing I also remembered is that was the same summer you tried a peanut butter and chocolate syrup sandwich.
Oh, my God, man. So, like, you would think that, like, chocolate and peanut butter goes well, right? Like, you have a Reese's peanut butter cups, and they're great.
Makes sense.
So I'm like, well, chocolate syrup's good. You can make, like, chocolate milk with that. And so, like,
you would think about.
So, yeah, like, that's true. What if I put it on a peanut butter sandwich? Like, instead of using jelly, I use chocolate syrup. Yeah. And I tried it, and it was so rank. Like, it was, I couldn't do it.
Rank. Yeah, that, it was not, you did not look good after that, and I think you kicked me out pretty soon after.
You kept talking, so.
And then I think, we spent that summer, you played that game, or it just stayed on the screen,
yeah,
playing the same theme song.
The character select.
I'm gonna take you for a ride. Or is that three?
No, the... Three? I don't even remember the third one's theme for that, but I remember it was just that, and it was stuck in your head for the yeah. whole summer.
So what happened when 3 came out?
What do you mean, what happened?
So that you just talked about 2, right? Or was that yeah. something else?
3, nothing happened other than we still just hung around my now repaired house.
Yeah.
Played that, and then you would just sit there while you played Happy Wheels.
Yeah, I would
same
play,
as the other time too, actually.
Yeah, I was always playing Happy Wheels on his computer, and he would be playing Marvel vs. Capcom, and that was kind of our entire summer because yeah. we were and still are huge losers. So we don't really do much, so we basically hung out together that whole summer, and then that was 16 and 17 years old, and that was fun. That was cool. But, I wish I missed those days. Yeah. Remember when you could spend a whole summer doing nothing and yeah. now you have to work?
Yeah. That's a bummer. A huge bummer. Thanks for bumming me out, Scott.
Hey, but sometimes, you know what? I still wake up most days and I go, I don't have to go to school anymore. And that's always...
That's true.
And that's always very nice. But with Marvel vs. Capcom 4, it looks like... Oh, yeah. Let's go back to this. Jose's neighbors huffed paint a lot. And I was always...
So, there's another funny story about that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say funny to me right now, but my parents are pretty shaken up about it.
Oh, boy.
So, you know that we had a second fire, right?
Yeah.
So, the whole left side of the house was burnt.
It melted, basically.
Yeah, it melted. Like,
I remember
the siding
that.
Was all just gone because the neighbor fell asleep with a cigarette in his mouth while he was huffing paint.
Yeah.
And it caught on fire.
Yeah, he ran outside. He was breathing fire. Now, did he live through that?
Oh, he lived through that, yeah. Oh, he actually lives across the street from us now.
Yeah, because that house is now demolished.
And we ended up buying it. So, the whole...
The yard, the plot.
Which is pretty cool. But...
And please, and I want to keep this in mind, especially, I always feel weird because we grew up poor, and I feel weird saying, like, this is recorded in my spare bedroom. That's not impressive.
No.
We live in Indianapolis... Kind of, we're not in like a good part of the city,
right?
If there is one,
but it's better than other parts.
Yeah, for sure. That. Believe me, we're not living in dirt or anything like that. But for Jose to say that his parents bought the plot of land next door, that's not to say they spent $50,000 to buy it or anything like that.
Well, and actually, he when he sold it to us, he was like, "Yeah, well, I really don't want to deal with this. So
yeah,
just take it for this price." And my dad was like, "Fuck it."
Yeah, so I never want anyone to be under the impression that we have any sort of money because that is not the case.
We barely afford these mics, actually.
Yeah, this was a... Oh, God. But I do know that with MVC4, so it doesn't look likely that there are going to be a ton of X-Men in this one.
I don't think at all, right?
Well, I think I'm assuming Wolverine.
Yeah, but... I mean, that's owned by Fox, right?
I have no clue. It's so hard for me to keep track of this stuff anymore.
It'd be really weird if he's not in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because
he's been in it since the beginning.
I think...
Like, they even dropped Cyclops, because fuck Cyclops.
Oh, yeah.
But the Wolverine has always been one of the big characters in there, with this whole Berserker Barrage and stuff
Berserker Barrage! And, but you know it's definitely... I have a feeling it's definitely going to be in it, which is... most or all of the cast of characters from Guardians of the Galaxy.
And Avengers and
yeah,
Doctor Strange again,
which
probably.
Could be amazing.
No, definitely.
These games have not been bad.
I told you that, like, I think most of the Marvel Universe, the best parts of the Marvel Universe don't happen in the X-Men.
Yeah. I mean, and I love the X-Men. I really do. I love the fact that some of them are terrible. Like, that's part of the fun of it, you know?
I mean, I wouldn't mind to have freaking...
Jubilee.
Jubilee would be cool because she was in the other games.
Yeah, I know.
As an assist.
Yeah.
And I thought it was pretty cool. Cable. Cable's one that I'm going to really miss because Cable was awesome.
Yeah, I do. I don't think they'll... It'd be hard to screw this up, I think. I want it to be good. This might be the fighting game that gets me into fighting games. I would really love that.
I don't know, man. Freaking Marvel vs. Capcom is a crazy game.
Yeah, but it's kind of like jump in, you know, head first and see how it goes. I think I would like that to be how it is.
Because it's like one of those... They're the hyper games.
All right, so... Aside from that, anything else before we go into our next segment, Jose?
I mean, they proved that it was a fake logo, the four.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I don't even think I saw the original logo. I don't think I saw the four, fake logo.
And then they shifted it over and they had art from previous games.
Okay.
And then one of the edges, I think it was the four, that goes like this. That looks great on a podcast, but it's one of the corners. Yeah,
please draw it out for me. I'll explain it.
It's one of the corners.
Okay, so it's a corner. Four. He did a 45-degree angle, and then he put a line down it.
And
it's like a keyboard four.
They have
four.
One on one side of the, a three-dimensional four, the inside of it.
Yeah, he's holding a baseball.
And as soon as they do that, they show the art, but then the art also mirrors to the bottom of the other angle.
Yeah, now he kind of did as if he was... Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, on to...
I know they said that it might be on PSX, but sorry about that.
PSX?
Yeah, PlayStation Experience.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
That's today, I think, actually.
Yeah, the day we're recording, so that's great. We'll be 6 days late on the next one.
Yeah, buddy.
But, I think that's coming out in about an hour and a half from us recording, so... All right. On to the question bag.
Oh, what?
Bop bop boo. Question bag. We need to really get if anyone song. Knows how to make music so we can do little stings here and there, or if anyone wants to make us an awesome intro, then reach out to us, 2bitpod@gmail.com. And if you want to send any questions in, same email, 2bitpod@gmail.com, the number 2. So what I did is I asked fans, of which we have so many,
oh man,
on Twitter and through our email to send us questions. So they sent me MP3 format questions that I then printed out and put in a question bag. So I'm going to pull them out of the question bag, plug them in, we'll hear them, and then I guess you'll answer them, right?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, so let's
go. Wait, am I the only one answering them?
No, we can both answer them, but so I'm going to let me get this first one. Okay, this one's good. This is from... someone who just calls it, she doesn't say where she's from. Her name is Dirty Donna.
Oh,
so,
oh my.
Let's go ahead and plug that in and we'll see. Now, I'm a nice lady and I like to stay damp and get filthy. What was the first game that really grabbed you as a child? Okay. So I think you kind of answered that earlier, which was
Mega Man,
yeah. Right? For me, it was it's a kind of a tie, and this is going to sound weird. It's either between Super Mario Brothers, that's not what I meant, Super Mario World, or Ken Griffey Jr.'s Home Run Derby.
Oh.
Because that was one of the first games I played, and that's the only game...
That's baseball, right?
Yeah, okay, that's cool. Baseball on the Super Nintendo, and we had a 13-inch TV in our kitchen, because we're rich... that we had a Super Nintendo hooked up to, and that's the one game that me and my dad, I think, have ever played together. That's it. So Mega Man for you, though?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so let's go into our question bag, and let's see what we got. All right, this one is from Charlie in Manitoba, so let's plug that in.
My name's Charlie, but you can call me Chuck. It gets cold up here, but the prospect of games as art keeps me warm, yeah? Do you consider games to be art?
Certain games, I think.
I would say
games like Journey and stuff like that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I would say overall, yeah, like in the same way that I think something like a foreign film, I can't even think of one, that's how uncultured I am.
But I mean, then you go back to it and then you're like, well, there's a lot of art in it.
Yeah, like if
so, like concept artists and all that stuff, like they do, like I love art and stuff like that, but when I see like a concept artist drawing, I'm like, this is amazing.
Even if you think back to box art for games and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And again, you were talking about sprites earlier, like just as the visuals alone are art. But I think something like The Last of Us, I think that's a super artful game.
Yeah.
I think there's game in between art with that. And not everything is art in the same way that, you know, the 10th scary movie film isn't art. There are some games that are just meant to come out. Like, is it arguable that, like, Duke Nukem 3D isn't art? I don't know. I think there's a cutoff point. But I think overall, yeah, I think that's why they deserve, like, an award ceremony.
Right, right.
Much like the Oscars or the Tonys.
I mean, like,
we
just
Emmys.
Talked, there's, like, a best art direction, which I thought was pretty cool.
Absolutely. So I would say overall, I think yeah, you know, not everything is art in the same way that a doodle I draw isn't Van Gogh. So let's go back to the question bag. All right, this is from Mike in New York City. Let's plug that in.
Oh, man.
Hey, I'm walking here, but I don't know how I feel about video games with heavy reliance on walking. Do you like walking simulators, quote unquote? Is that name derogatory? Hey!
So I like that he was walking while he was typing this, and he had to yell that he was walking, but also type it in.
Yeah, I think he probably had to say he's walking here because someone bumped into him as he's typing. So so walking simulators. How do you feel? Quote unquote walking simulators.
I don't think I've ever played a walking simulator.
Really?
Yeah.
So I played a couple. Gone Home is the one that jumps to mind immediately. Gone Home, again, talking about games as art, that's kind of what I think of, is something like Gone Home.
Like, what would you classify as a walking simulator, though?
Something like Gone Home, Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. I guess some, even like Proteus, to an extent. You know, that sort of pixelated island that you get on and all that. Do you remember Proteus?
Oh, I thought you were saying Parodius.
No.
The freaking spaceship game.
No. So yeah, I
with the penguins.
But you kind of get the idea of it. There's not really, you don't go and fight anyone, you don't shoot anybody. You basically walk around and you collect clues. You read stuff from the environment, and it kind of tells you the story through there. Mm-hmm. When I think of Everybody's Gone to the Rapture.
Right.
It had a heavy reliance on audio, and that game made me realize how much audio is important in video games, because it was beautiful. Like, just hearing it was amazing. I loved it. So you kind of haven't really played any, I'm assuming.
No, not at all.
All right, so hopefully that answered your question, Mike. So let's go into the question bag. That one is hard to get out.
That one's big.
So this one doesn't say who it's from, but let's play it. I'm Al Gore, and I just want to... Hold on, pause that. This is Al Gore.
Oh, man.
This is Al Gore.
Honored.
Okay, so let's start that over. I'm Al Gore, and I just want to know, how does climate change affect your kill-to-death ratio? Well,
What?
I mean, I tend to do worse, during warmer months, I guess. What about you?
I like colder months.
Yeah, so your kill to death ratio is better in colder months.
Sure,
then.
Whatever that means.
So with winter coming up, you're gonna do all right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Gore. That was amazing.
Oh man, you heard it here, folks.
He's one of our 9 listeners. That's pretty incredible. All right, let's go back to the question bag. All right. This one is from, this is David from Chicago. Let's play that.
I got me some little teeth. Like real little. Smaller than those tiny M&Ms that come in that little tube. You know the one. They were super popular in the late 90s. Anyway, has DLC perverted the gaming industry in your opinion? Or is it simply offering more options for gamers?
Hey, David, sorry to hear about your small... Unless you like your small teeth,
yeah,
then...
I'm sure he does. He sounds like he does.
He seems to like those tiny M&Ms. You know those M&Ms, right?
They
came
the
in that,
ones,
like,
yeah.
5-inch tube.
They didn't even taste like M&Ms to be honest.
They just tasted like the chocolate shells around them.
Yeah. I don't think the shell was even chocolate.
Really?
I think it was just, like...
Just, like, candy. Yeah. It was just dye. It was paint.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah.
No. Anyway. So he asks, do you think DLC has perverted the gaming industry?
No.
No?
I don't think so, no. I mean, I think it's like certain added features that they don't get done at time, like in time, and then they add them on later. But there is certain ways to go about the DLC. Like, I'm glad, I'd be glad to drop in another $20 for Witcher because that was a great game, and I was 50 hours just for the base game.
It seems with the base game, like you were saying, it really seems like that was enough. That was $60 worth, if not more.
And then like you can pay another, I think it's $25 for another 30 hours for Blood and Wine. But then you go with like Street Fighter where they're like, well, it's a fighting game. It's mandatory, especially like in tournaments and stuff, to have all the characters.
Yeah.
So let's sell the DLC characters for $5 a pop.
Yeah.
So I'm like, whatever, they can sell the characters. But I know Street Fighter 4 did you can buy all the characters together. But they're releasing the characters monthly.
Interesting.
So you have to buy them like as they come out, and that's $5. And that's, I bought the game for $60. And I haven't bought all the characters. I bought
which
two.
Was a fairly unpolished game in the scheme of things.
At the beginning, yeah.
Yeah.
They fixed some things, and the game's fine. Like, the game runs well. Like, everything's good. But, like, just the fact that they're kind of adding those, like, a little microtransaction-y kind of thing.
That
kind of
are
disgusting.
Almost forced.
Yeah. Because you need it. You need all the characters. You don't need all the stages, but you do need all the characters.
Yeah, and to kind of tie
which
it into...
They're also selling stages at, like, $6 or so like
geez.
That.
Yeah, so it's rough. But I think overall, DLC... isn't necessarily a bad thing. I like it more when it is optional. Like, if you don't need it to really enjoy the game further, then I'm totally fine with it, I think.
Because, again, like, Witcher, main story, then the DLC later. It's...
All right, so we're ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right, you want to reach in the question bag this time? All right, so you grabbed... This one is Big Willie from Tallahassee.
Big Willie. Where's Tallahassee at?
That's in Florida, I think.
Is it? Oh, no.
So he says... I drive a big rig cross-country fairly regularly, and when I'm not delivering cargo or chasing teens into the woods and killing them in an almost cartoonish fashion, I enjoy fine RPG. What's your favorite method of homicide and your favorite RPG? Willie, what's your favorite RPG?
I'd say probably Witcher.
Really?
Right now, yeah. Okay. Favorite RPG, Witcher. Because I'm like, I can play other games, and probably a hook hammer.
Fantastic. I would say a sickle and Final Fantasy VI. All right. Are we ready for the next question then?
Yeah. I'm going to jail.
All right, this one says Julia, and where I asked people to put their location, she just put it in a closet. So let's listen to that, I guess.
I can't explain why, but I have to keep this brief. Can you?
What do we do? Do we call somebody?
Keep going to the question. Get the
okay.
Question.
That's the end of it.
Okay. Well,
I'd say no. You?
Probably not. No.
All right. Let's go back to the question bag. All right. This one is from John Lennon.
They're, love John Lennon.
They're trolling us, I think. All right. Let's see. Hey, I'm John Lennon.
That's John Lennon.
I'm not a ghost. Don't you know?
Wait, John Lennon's dead?
When did you realize you were a big nerd? Well, one, didn't sound anything like John Lennon, so I don't think that was him. And but aside from that, why you gotta be mean, John? That's unnecessary.
Oh, man.
Let's go to the next.
Oh, God.
All right, I think we have one last one, luckily. So let's reach in, grab that. All right. And this one is Douglas from Australia. Oh, we're overseas.
Nice.
That's cool. Let's plug this in, play that. I love playing video games, but the Coriolis effect makes my disc spin backwards. And it always spoils the ending. Recommendations? so if you don't know, none of these people sound right. Maybe it's just the format. So if you don't know, the Coriolis effect is what makes toilets supposedly flush backwards.
Okay.
But I don't think that applies. I don't know. I think it does. So basically saying when he puts his games in, they spin the opposite direction as they do in the U.S. So it starts with the ending and it ruins them for him.
Well, I know in England they make the consoles actually spin differently.
Yeah.
That's why they're the like power regions and stuff like that. That's why they have to localize them differently over there.
Okay.
But I'm totally bullshitting about that.
No, so I think that's true. All right, thank you, Douglas.
All right, bye, Douglas.
So I think that I think that wraps up the question bag for this week. So thanks, guys. Any questions you have, tweet them at us at 2bitpodcast. That's number 2 on Twitter, or you can send them in to 2bitpod@gmail.com. So we'll see if that becomes a regular segment or not. All right, so anything you want to say before we get out of here, Jose?
Nope, not really.
Okay, good way to end it. So, like I said, follow us on Twitter, at 2bitpodcast, the number 2. Send us emails at 2bitpod@gmail.com. Any suggestions you have for us, if you want to offer us some intro music or anything to play for our news segments or anything, please do. We'll credit you on the show. And anything from you, Jose?
Mm-mm.
That's it. All right, so we'll talk to you guys next week.
Later, babies.